Judiciary Committee, which initially called for both to appear at a public hearing Wednesday.
As correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. A suicide bomber rammed his car packed with explosives into a bus carrying government employees in the Afghan capital city early today, killing at least 24.
This was a big bomb. It happened at about 7 a.m. this morning in the middle of rush hour. The guy was driving a Toyota Corolla, the absolutely classic Afghan car, exploded his bomb fairly near the Afghan parliament, but right next to a bus carrying personnel from the Ministry of Mines.
That's BBC's Justin Rowlett reporting from Kabul. The U.S. will conduct as soon as next weekend another test of a missile defense system meant to counter threats from North Korea. The U.S. Missile Defense Agency successfully completed a flight test of the THAAD-18 operation from Kodiak earlier this month. It currently has a 100% success rate in 14 tests so far. This is SRN News.
620 AM, KEXB, experts in business in North Texas.
Well, good morning, folks. Happy Monday. Howdy, and welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew. Hope you guys had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Wow, how crazy hot was it this weekend? Good morning, Michael Clark. How are you?
I'm doing great.
How hot did it get this weekend? Was it ridiculous or what?
It was a bad day, a bad weekend for my church air conditioning to go on the fritz.
No.
Yep, terrible.
Like during Sunday service?
It actually went out on Thursday, and they tried to fix it on Friday, and it just something else went wrong. And so it was tolerable, but half of it wasn't working.
Oh, man. Yeah, not a good weekend for lots of AC. As a matter of fact, then last night and, kind of surveying storm damage this morning, I know when I was driving out of my neighborhood this morning, obviously it was pitch black, but lots of tree limbs down, lots of high winds. I know at least in the Plano area last night. And it was so wild because all of a sudden I went to let my dog out last night and the temperature dropped just, in the drop of a hat. It was just crazy. We also have Dr. Norm Clothier on the line. Thank you, Dr. Clothier, for calling in today.
Certainly. Good morning.
Well, good morning. And Dr. Clothier, folks, is going to be talking about cancer. If you have any questions, remember you can call us at 214-787-1160. Again, that's 214-787-1160. Hoping everybody had a wonderful weekend. Talking about somebody who did have a good weekend. And let me pull this up because this is a very exciting news story. Jordan Spieth, who I just think is the nicest kid, and he's a local kid too, which I love. He graduated from Jesuit High School. Really good guy. He won his third major title. So he won. He's the Open champion. It says it was very. It was a great tournament for him. He had some really tricky shots. What I like about him is one of the very first interviews I heard was him basically giving kudos and a lot of props to his caddy for knowing what to hand him and which, putt, driver, all that kind of good stuff to use, which club to use at that point in time. He said he made a couple of tricky shots he did not think he was going to make. Again, he was just... You love it when somebody like Jordan Spieth wins because he's so humble and he's so gracious and he's so appreciative of that. Just how exciting. How exciting that we've got a local hometown hero who's doing well and rocking and rolling. Anybody else with me on that? Dr. Clothier? Michael?
Yeah. No, I agree. I think he is an outstanding young man. You know, his brother's playing in the Mavs Summer League. In basketball, it's obviously a very talented family. And I did hear this morning that Jordan's career winnings are already at $44 million. I think that's
lucrative
for those on top. And I know a lot of people really try to ever make it up to the majors and obviously don't. So it's a difficult realm, too. But I think he's doing pretty well.
I think so. And again, you love to hear when a nice kid does well. So after the break, we're going to come back and we're going to be talking more with Dr. Clothier about cancer. And again, Dr. Clothier is our medical correspondent here for JP, Kathy, and the crew. He's part of our JP, Kathy, and the crew family, and we're very honored that he chooses to spend his Monday mornings with us. We know he's super busy, and he'll be able to tell you about how to get in touch with him. So many of these things that we talk about during the summer, which tend to really come to fruition as far as like dehydration and heat and different skin conditions and things that can happen to you during the summer, you know, water safety, pool safety, all these kinds of things. A lot of this stuff, folks, you need to have a professional opinion. We've talked about going online and trying to self-diagnose and trying to figure out what you've got going on. Get into a doctor's office, and we highly recommend Dr. Clothier and his team. So when we get back, he'll let you know how to get in touch with him. We'll be talking about cancer. Again, congratulations from JP, Kathy, and the crew to Jordan Spieth, local hometown hero, who wins the Open, and just is so impressed with this young man. Now, on the other side of sports, after Dr. Clothier's finished with his segment, I want to talk to y'all about a tweet that went out about Ezekiel Elliott. That just baffles me. But we'll talk about that later on in the show. Anyways, folks, again, we're JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM KEXB.
Your experts in business throughout North Texas. 620 AM KEXB.
Good morning, friends. Your first look at traffic for the morning here on 620 AM KEXB. We start with Dallas and 635 LBJ Freeway, the eastbound side. You've got an accident there on the on-ramp to northbound 75 Central. Let's see, also in Euless, 183 eastbound at Ector Drive, an accident taking up the right lane of traffic. And that's going to slow you down back to a 157 Industrial Boulevard. Expect 5 minutes in delays. And that's a look at traffic right here on 620 AM KEXB.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Be in demand with a Master of Legal Studies degree from faith-based Trinity Law School in Southern California. Their fully accredited online Master of Legal Studies degree is for those who don't want to become a lawyer, but realize that knowledge of the law is in high demand. An MLS will give you an in-depth understanding of legal documents, proceedings, and rights, all taught from the Christian worldview Trinity is known for. For more information, visit tls.edu/radio. That's tls.edu/radio. Trinity Law School.
Hey, it's time to talk about our friends over at Total Med Solutions. We've been talking about the weight loss program for several months now, but there's much more services there. We're talking about hormone therapies, wrinkle fillers, aesthetics, injectables. That's what I just did. Take down this number, 972-460-9003. That's 972-460-9003 for the special Brian Glenn special. That's right. You get discount off things like Botox, Dysport, Restylane, Juvederm. All these things make you look and feel younger instantly. I know way too much about that. So don't forget, call 972-460-9003 for a special discount for just listening to this show. Go to TotalMedSolutions.com for more information. That's TotalMedSolutions.com. Do it today. Look younger instantly. TotalMedSolutions.com.
Rodenbaugh's, Allen's oldest business, offers a full range of products for your home. All types of flooring, quartz and granite countertops, tile backsplashes, mattresses, and multiple brands of appliances, including Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Amana. Stop in now to receive up to $1,600 in rebates when you purchase a kitchen full of KitchenAid appliances. See store for details. You can find us at Rodenbaugh's.com. Whether you are remodeling, replacing, or upgrading, you've got the hometown advantage at Rodenbaugh's. Mention JP, Kathy, and the crew and get free standard delivery.
Make your grilling great again. The evolution of sauce is here, and there's a new king of the jungle. Silverback Gorillin Sauce. A unique name, a unique flavor. With a taste that alternates between sweet and spicy, you can use it as a base, as a marinade, or better yet, pour it on top of your meat as you're grilling. As the sauce thickens and begins to caramelize under the heat. Gluten-free and no high fructose corn syrup. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at silverbackgorillin.com. Get your gorillin on.
Yeah!
Your retirement should be your second childhood without parental supervision. You should enjoy yourself, have fun, and stay out late. That's why it's critical to have the right financial plan so that your money will last as long as you do. If you're retired or retiring soon, you can't afford to miss this special edition free Money Matters Retirement Seminar. Choose Arlington Thursday, Plano August 1st, or Fort Worth August 2nd. Seating is limited. Make your reservation now at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net, or call 800-994-0300.
This is 620 AM KEXB. Experts in business throughout North Texas.
Well, howdy, folks. Happy Monday, and welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew. We're so glad that you have joined us on this Monday morning. We've got a little bit of a break from the heat. I don't think for very long, because if I heard correctly this morning, by I think they said by like Wednesday, it was going to be 103. And that's like legitimate temperature without the heat index. Have you heard that?
I didn't hear that. Sounds fun, though.
Oh, yeah. Good times. So, no, because it was like 109 with the heat index on Saturday or something crazy like that. But anyways, folks, we are so happy to have with us part of our radio family and one of our sponsors, and that is Dr. Norm Clothier. He is our medical correspondent for JP, Kathy, and the crew. Dr. Clothier, how are you today, sir? And how are you and your family surviving the heat?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm doing great. I did a lot of yard work over the weekend, and it was so hot. It's incredible. It's just hard to move around out there in the heat. So, you know, as we always talk about, make sure you're well hydrated. Cover yourself where you can from the sun, especially even if you wear a hat. Make sure your ears are covered, because the Sander ball cap will expose your ears, and that's a little too much sun exposure. But definitely hydration, hydration, hydration. You got to drink a lot of water. And I just want the quick reminder, obviously we're talking about other topic today, but if you're out in the pool or at the lake or at a river and you're around water, you may not feel like you're very thirsty, but you can get extremely dehydrated in that condition too. So you got to make sure you take breaks, get water, make sure you're needing to go to the bathroom fairly often so that you know that your body is hydrated.
Well, and thank you so much, Dr. Clothier. And it's so funny. You'd be so proud of us. JP Shravius and I, even when you're not on the show on these days where it's getting into triple digits, Shravius does his best impersonation of you, and we do our best Dr. Clothier PSA. And we tell people, even if you're in the pool and you don't feel like you're dehydrated, you could be. So, yeah, we definitely Absolutely. Talk about that. So you'd be proud of us. Even on the days you're not on the show, we give you props and talk about hydration and how important it is.
Well, I'm just proud I've had an impact on three people somehow. So
I love it. Well, let's get into your topic for today, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I thought we'd just do kind of a tutorial on cancer, if you will, and because I get a lot of questions about cancer, and of course there are a lot of fears about cancer, and for good reason. You know, it's a bad disease, but I thought we would just cover the basics and then plan to do kind of a series over the next couple of weeks about more in terms of prevention and spotting dangerous changes, if you will, or paying attention to symptoms. We'll get into that more in other weeks, but this week I thought we'd just do a general overview. So I think the challenge I find, and I almost cringe when I hear like a speech or a comment on a commercial or by a celebrity or whatever, that says, well, we've got to cure cancer, or we're about to cure cancer, or we're going to cure cancer, because the term is just huge. That'd almost be like saying, well, we're going to stop using any means of transportation. You know, you're talking about trucks, trains, boats, cars, bicycles, feet, you know, you name it. There's all kinds of transportation out there. And that's sort of the way it is with cancer. There are just a lot of different kinds. So starting with the very basic, the cancer just basically means abnormal cells dividing without control that can invade nearby tissue. And that's the way I would like for people to kind of view it, is if you had damage to, let's say, an outside wall of your house, to the bricks being like cells, if you put those cells up one at a time and rebuild that, that works out great. If you put one in crooked or the wrong size, or, you know, you miss a brick, you're going to have a defect there that can cause an abnormal situation. So when our cells in the body reproduce, which they do all the time, you know, your nails grow, your hair grows. Well, mine kind of quit growing a few years ago. And you get new skin. You know, we all know if you get a scab that is fibrin deposition in the skin to heal a wound, you get new skin growing in. All those things are normal processes where the cells communicate with each other and tell each other to grow up to a certain point, and then they stop. You know, if you've ever noticed, like, for instance, the hair on your head grows, but the hair on your arms doesn't just keep getting longer and longer. You don't have to trim that and keep it sort of, you know, under control. And that's because those cells know when they reach the functional point of stopping, and then they can fulfill their role without causing problems to the cells next to them. So on any given day, we basically have a number of cells that turn over. You know, we digest away or get rid of some cells of the body, and then the body replaces them. So in that mechanism, sometimes there's a flaw, and the body will make the wrong type of cell, or it'll remain an immature cell that just wants to keep growing and growing and growing. So if you viewed it almost like if you had, you know, your lawn with weeds, you can manage a couple of weeds. If you have a small patch and you just get out there every day and dig them up and get rid of them, that's kind of what the body does by its normal immune response. The problem with cancer is that those abnormal cells then, or the weeds in that lawn, can just start to grow and grow and take over. And a lot of the issues are that it's immature material, immature cell line, that will tend to grow and feed off of the tissue around it and not know its limit. So in other words, like for instance, if you viewed the liver, if you have liver cells turning over and replacing themselves, you still have a functional liver that is the same size it was the day before, because those cells are reproducing and replacing the older cells and keeping in line with function. When an abnormal cell grows, it begins to usurp the nutrition from the tissue around it, such that it first, you know, absorbs away the nutrition from the normal cells, and then it can begin to grow abnormally and grow outside the bounds of where that liver should be. And that's when we talk about a tumor or a mass or an enlargement of that growth. And then, of course, the real problem is it can break loose and spread to other parts of the body, or what we call metastatic cancer. And let me
real quick ask you about, say, okay, so you can start, because you hear a lot about this, that if somebody can have, like, I have a girlfriend who thankfully had uterine cancer. They were able to remove her uterus. They were able to remove the tumor, which was contained. It didn't have any fingers, they said, or any kind of spidering or anything. So it was contained.
Right,
so
tentacles have spread. Yeah.
Right. So she didn't have to have chemo or radiation. They were able to get it with that. So you're saying that there's two different types. There's a type where it's a contained tumor, or it's the metastatic. Is that how you say that? That
metastatic.
Which means it has spread to other tissue.
To a distant location.
Okay.
Right.
Gotcha.
That's what that
Thank
term
you.
Means. So, yeah, often we'll talk about like mets for short, or metastatic disease. That means it's spread somewhere else. So you hit on a key issue with your friend, is that some tumors are contained within a system and are easier to remove. Like uterine cancer often is contained right there within the uterus, and that's a function of the cell type and of the blood flow and of the organ being, whether it's near other organs or not, in terms of the risk of spread. And then, of course, some things are what we tend to call a high-grade cancer, or a low grade. So in other words, some are more aggressive and some are less aggressive. So for instance, for your friend, a uterine cancer often is contained within the uterus. If you remove that, you have removed the cancer. The other types of cancers, of course, are more notorious for spreading and spreading quickly. And some also, and we'll talk about this in subsequent weeks, but some just don't show you many symptoms. So when you're diagnosed, it's often already a bad situation with metastatic disease. So we're going to learn some words as a group real quick. One is just the term cancer. And, of course, I already defined that. That's abnormal cells dividing without the proper control on them that can invade nearby tissue. You may recognize the term cancer also as meaning crab. The Latin term cancer is the same root term as crab. And in a way, it kind of makes sense to think of cancer as a crab because it can move left, right, it can pinch, it can, you know, bite away areas, and it can kind of scramble around and cause trouble. And that's sort of the way you can view a cancer. So there are several different types. You may hear the term carcinoma. We probably most often talk about that with like basal cell carcinoma on the skin. That's a cancer that's in the skin or the tissues that line and cover the organs of the body. So a carcinoma is sort of like the plastic wrap on a package. You know, it's the outer part that tends to grow abnormally or can become an abnormal growth. That's a carcinoma. A sarcoma is a cancer that starts in the bone or the cartilage, the muscle, the blood vessel wall, some other connective or supportive tissue. So a sarcoma, like sometimes people have a bad cancer growing in a leg, for instance, called an osteosarcoma. That begins in the bone and the muscle and often spreads quickly because those are such vascular tissues. You know, they have a great blood flow. Then, of course, I think everybody knows the term leukemia, though you may not necessarily know what you're talking about when you use that term. But leukemia is a cancer that starts in the blood-forming tissues, like the bone marrow, and causes there to be abnormal blood cells in the bloodstream. So that's not a mass, but it is a very significant cancer, of course, because it's abnormal growth, but it's circulating abnormal growth in the blood vessels. And then lymphoma is another term I think people hear about. Multiple myeloma is one we kind of consider a cousin of that. Lymphoma and multiple myeloma are cancers that start in the cells of the immune system. So you might think about lymph nodes and lymphoma. And, of course, that can be, you know, a very difficult situation as well if your immune tissue itself has an abnormal growth. And then the other main grouping is central nervous system tumors, which would include brain tumors or spinal cord tumors. We kind of lump those together as central nervous system cancers because there are different types within that. Because the cells of the nerve system are just kind of different than all other types in the body. And I just want to make mention, because I think he's been a significant American hero, but Senator John McCain, of course, was just diagnosed with a glioblastoma of his brain. And, you know, when he went in for surgery last week and they talked about finding a small blood clot in his brain and they did a biopsy and he has a glioblastoma, that is a type of brain cancer that is unfortunately very aggressive. And so, you know, he's obviously got a rather difficult fight ahead of himself at age 80. Now, he also has had several melanomas, and of course, we've talked about skin cancer. Melanoma would fall into the carcinoma family because it arises from skin or lining of the body type of tissue. So those are kind of the general broad areas. And then the reason I just want to mention that it's so difficult to say we're going to eliminate cancer or we're going to cure cancer is, as you mentioned, your friend had a uterine cancer, so that'd be a type of a cancer in an organ tissue that could be a carcinoma that could be at the lining of that. It could be in the muscle if the uterus, which would be a sarcoma, or it could affect the bloodstream, which would fall more in, or the immune response there, the lymph nodes there, which could fall more into a lymphoma or leukemia type of a realm. So if you just know you have an abnormal growth around an area of the body, you must then determine what type of cells those are, and then determine what you can do to eliminate those abnormal cells from the body. So sometimes that'll be a surgical removal. Obviously, if it's in the bloodstream, you can't surgically remove that. So then you're talking about more chemotherapy or something designed to kill out rapidly growing cells like cancer cells tend to be. And then, of course, the other main area of focus that we've talked about through the years with cancer is radiation therapy. There again, you can't radiate all the blood vessels of the body, whereas maybe if you had a tumor at the liver edge, for instance, perhaps it'd be amenable to treatment with the radiation.
Right.
There's another very...
Dr. Clothier, because we're getting ready to come up on a break, and I know we've only got you until 6:30, but so you are going to do this discussion about cancer as a series, because I know I've already got about 10 questions. I've had a couple of people who text messaged me questions. Sure. I think there's a lot involved in this. Now, you're not saying to people that give up the fight, don't raise money awareness or you know, the cure or anything like that. You're just saying there's so much more involved to just say cancer's done. And then I've got several folks who even on my Facebook feed have said a lot of times the drugs end up being worse than the cure itself. And it's like in killing those cancer cells, you're also killing good cells. And so your immune system, and I mean, I've got another friend who's going through battling cancer right now who ended up extremely ill, almost to the point of being hospitalized and it just not looking real good from the quote unquote cure. So so it's kind of, where do you go from there? So are these some topics that you can bring up over the next few weeks as we discuss this cancer series?
Sure, absolutely. Let me wrap up with a couple of thoughts for today, and then we will do...
Okay, we've got 30 seconds, and I want you to tell people how to get a hold of you, too.
I just want to say that I'm not at all saying give up the fight on cancer. I'm saying it's such a broad term that you have to kind of narrow that down to a focus to where certain types of cancer can all be attacked. But it's not, you know, if we eliminate breast cancer, that may or may not affect pancreatic cancer in terms of a cure. But we, stepwise, one at a time, can eliminate them by research and further study. I do want to mention, too, don't jump to conclusions of something, say, you know, I'd never undergo a treatment for this cancer because it's toxic or whatever. You don't know until you're facing a life and death situation as to what can kill that out, and maybe you'll make it through it, but if you die anyway without treatment, you know, it's very difficult to determine what you would do in that circumstance because it's such a broad realm. So we'll talk about all those. Those are challenging topics, very important topics, and I think cancer touches everybody in some way, by a family member or friend or themselves, and we'll get much more into that in this series. I'm at fhcatx.com. We have 11 locations in the Metroplex. And any of my partners would be honored to serve you as well. And I'm at 190 Renner in our Richardson location at 214-575-3422.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Clothier. Folks, if you do not have a doctor, Dr. Clothier and his team can serve your needs. He's the best of the best, and we're so fortunate and so blessed to have him with us every Monday morning. The next few weeks, we're going to be tackling the topic of cancer. And Dr. Clothier, he can answer your questions, so please feel free to send those in or call those in to us. Dr. Clothier, you have a blessed week, my friend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You too.
Thanks. All right, folks, we're JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM KEXP.
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM KEXB, your experts in business.
6:20 a.m. KEXB. Streets are slick this morning. Many areas of the Metroplex have gotten some rain overnight and still getting some showers this morning, so drive carefully on your way to work. Dallas 635 eastbound at 75 Central, an accident there. right lane blocked with an accident in Euless 183 eastbound at Ector. That's stopping you back to 157 Industrial Boulevard. And back to Dallas, 175 westbound at Prairie Creek, an accident taking up the right lane. Your backup is to St. Augustine Road. And that's a look at traffic right here on 620 AM KEXB.
Are you in the know? Hi, I'm Brian Glenn. Join me weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 for my show, In the Know. We'll explore all the cool and unique places that make up North Texas. Hear the stories behind the people, the places, and issues of today. From Wall Street to your street. Get In the Know. Join me for In the Know with Brian Glenn, right here on 620 AM KEXB, your experts in business.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Madison Reed, and my mom named her revolutionary hair color company after me. My mom taught me that women can do anything they set their mind to.
Hi, I'm Madison's mom, Amy Arendt. I founded Madison Reed with the idea to create luxurious, ammonia-free, salon-quality at-home hair color that saves women time and money. In under an hour and for less than $25, Madison Reed delivers gorgeous, multi-dimensional, shiny hair. I'm proud to say Madison Reed is a female-led company. From our chief marketing officer to our master colorist, we are all women and top experts in our field. Founded in love, we are a hair color company led by women, made for women. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code GRATEFUL. That's code GRATEFUL.
Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Bingo.
Family Healthcare Associates, serving you and your family for over 40 years. With 11 locations across the Metroplex, you are sure to find a personal physician who meets your needs. Our highly trained primary care physicians, internal medicine, and pediatric and OBGYN specialists provide contemporary medical treatments for the entire family through all stages of life, from prenatal to seniors. Visit Family Healthcare Associates at FHCATX.com. That's FHCATX.com. Or call 817-794-0031. Now's your chance to update your kitchen and save a bunch. Go to Rodenbaugh's and see all the KitchenAid appliances that qualify for up to $1,600 in rebates when you buy a multi-piece kitchen suite. But that's not all. Rodenbaugh's can replace your floors, countertops, backsplashes, and your old mattresses with finance options up to $50,000 with qualified credit. Check them out at Rodenbaugh's.com. Family-owned and operated since 1962, Rodenbaugh's is Allen's oldest business. Mention J.P., Kathy, and the crew and receive free standard delivery.
When you're grilling on a Saturday night, you want a sauce with kick. When you're grilling on a Saturday night, you want a sauce that stays. And you'll be go-rilling, go-rilling. Silverback go-rilling sauce. I said Silverback go-rilling sauce.
Silverback go-rilling sauce. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at silverbackgorillin.com. Get your go-rilling on.
Yeah!
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, or even the cat. Need him to deliver the message? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a click away. Go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
This is 620 AM KEXB, the business experts.
Well, all right, folks, happy Monday. Howdy, and welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew. We're so glad you could tune in this fine Monday morning. It's a little bit cooler, a little bit rainy out there, so beware when you're driving. I know the road was fairly slick this morning. Yeah, it's kind of nice to have a little bit of a break from 100 degrees outside. But folks, gear up because it's going to be around 103 by Wednesday. So stay hydrated, and I'm quoting Dr. Clothier, our medical correspondent, who we just had a segment with about cancer. But he's always telling folks during the summer, stay hydrated, stay hydrated, stay hydrated. And we just can't impress that upon you enough. If you are kicking it old school, or if you're listening on the dial, 620 AM, or if you are listening on the KEXB app or another one of the radio apps, through the internet. Folks, you can always go back to my Facebook Live post. I make that public every day, and that is Kathy Partridge Ward. And you can go back. First of all, you see a behind-the-scenes look. So we sound a little bit different than we actually sound on the radio. But you can see behind the scenes what it looks like inside of our studio. And you can go back at any point in time during the day and listen to or share with your friends different topics that we've discussed. And I think this series that Dr. Clothier is doing on cancer is going to be a very important series. Already several folks have been asking questions, texting and messaging and things of that nature. So it's a broad topic, and it's something that's going to that we're going to be tackling over the next few weeks. So please feel free to tune in. Let your friends know that Dr. Norm Clothier, our medical correspondent for JP, Kathy, and the Cruise radio show, he will be doing a series on cancer. First started today, and then we're going to do that over the next few weeks. It's good information to have, just really good information to have. Okay, so we were talking about, and we were all congratulating Jordan Spieth at the beginning of the radio show. Love that kid, nicest guy, graduate of Jesuit High School, just very gracious, giving credit to folks on his team when he won, and just what a nice guy. You love it when a good guy wins. And all of you guys know that I'm a big Cowboys fan, and I'm a big Dak fan. And I love the talent of Ezekiel Elliott. I think that he and Dak really can take the Cowboys into a championship mode for years to come. And I would love to see that. Been waiting a long time for another Super Bowl ring and would love to see that. One of my best girlfriends from forever, she and I have been best buds since junior high, Elizabeth Merritt. I saw this on her Facebook post last night, and I took a screenshot of it because I wanted to bring it up. It's something we talk about on this radio show, which is personal responsibility, and we talk about that along the lines of a lot of different things. I thought this was very interesting. She had a screenshot on Facebook of, it looks like a tweet from ESPN, that says Jason Garrett, who's a Cowboys coach, who I think is a phenomenal coach, love Jason Garrett, but he says it is up to the entire organization to help Ezekiel Elliott make good decisions. And Elizabeth goes on to say, my friends know that there isn't a bigger Cowboy fan than I am. That being said, this headline bothers me. Why is it the quote unquote organization's responsibility to help Elliott make good decisions? How about Elliott make them, since he's an adult and should know right from wrong? And so, Elizabeth, I hope you don't mind, I'm giving you credit for this story, but I just thought when I saw that, I was like, wow, she's dead on. And Michael, I don't know your thoughts on this, but you know, it's one of those things that, you know, okay, yes, if I see a friend going astray, or if a friend comes to me and says, hey, you know what, I'm trying to cut down on this, or I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to stop smoking, or I'm trying to, you know, cut, you know, sodas out, I'm trying, whatever they're trying to do, or I'm trying to make better decisions, and then, yeah, you help your friends, and you help your loved ones. I mean, that's just kind of what you do. But at the end of the day, it's not up to the rest of the Cowboys or to the coaches. Yeah, they can be encouraging to him, like, hey, you know, Zeke, glad you're at practice. Glad you're doing so well. Hope you had a good weekend. Heck, if you're a good friend, you might want to invite somebody to church and help, you know, have them come to a Bible study, or, you know, help have them come on Sundays with church to you and your family, or something like that. But I don't know about you, Michael, but to me, if you're an adult and you know right from wrong, then my goodness, why does somebody have to say it's up to everybody else? What are your thoughts on that? And I see you're shaking your head already.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a pretty silly position for the coach to take. It does seem void of assigning a personal responsibility to his situation. So I would say, yeah, some of these football players, some men in general, I mean, they got muscles of an adult, but they don't actually act like an adult.
Well, and then you go back to, a lot of folks will give professional athletes a hall pass, and this is kind of opens up a whole can of worms here, but I'm going to go down this path.
They've already got a hall pass. They've got millions of dollars. How about we stop paying them first and see how they act after that?
You know, and it's funny that you say that, because you're talking about people who, and everybody's like, well, so-and-so was raised and they really had a rough life. Well, you know what? I'm friends with some folks who, and they pull in $50,000, $60,000 a year, and they lead a very good life, and they're not making millions of dollars a year. They did have a really rough upbringing as well. they don't have millions, like you said, of professional athlete money.
Right.
And somehow they're able to keep it together and get their kids to school on time and get themselves to a job and this, that, and the other without doing some of these outrageous things. And it's not just, you know, I mean, I understand if you're young and you're, you know, you can act the fool and all that kind of stuff. But if you're under the spotlight,
yeah.
First of all, make sure you're not doing something illegal, something, something that's really inappropriate, or, you know, breaking the law kind of a thing. But then also just realize that somebody else is watching you. And like, for example, with Dak, they were talking about how Dak Prescott, I think at one point he was invited not too long after the season ended to go like to do like one of the shows in New York, like Jimmy Kimmel or one of those talk shows where you go and you party and you have a good time. And he just said he felt like he still needed to keep his head in the game and that he didn't want to be tempted by the temptations of going out on a trip like that.
Right.
That's where you decide, are you going to continue to act like a kid and let somebody else clean up after you? Or are you going to take the adult path?
I think that the buku bucks that they're bringing in actually blinds them to being able to make good judgment calls sometimes.
Well, and also, I think it's the money is one thing. I think you're right about that because I have no idea what it would be like. I'd love to have the problem of making bad decisions because I had millions of dollars, but that's not where I am in life right now. But here's the thing. I look at these folks and I think, okay, are they, it's who you surround yourself with kind of a deal.
Right. And it's who wants to hang out with the people that have make millions of dollars.
Yeah. Well, usually it's going to be folks who want to party on Garth, have a good time. It's all good.
Folks who want to sell you drugs.
Well, and that's, you're right. Then you start getting into the whole drug life and all that kind of stuff. But so to me, it's kind of one of those things. If you feel like you're tempted, you're making bad decisions and you're possibly putting your career and an entire football team franchise on the line, then get it together. Then don't surround yourself with yes men. Surround yourself with people get your mom on hanging out with your entourage. Get somebody who's going to tell you the truth and who's going to say, you know what, not a good idea, stay in tonight. That's where I go with that. Elizabeth, thank you for the story. I'm going to have to give you a shout because I know you're in a different time zone and let you know that that you brought us a great segment today. Something to think about, and it's something that all of us Cowboy fans are waiting to see how the season turns out because we're counting on Dak and Zeke and their incredible talent to bring us a Super Bowl win. So go Cowboys. Anyways, folks, we're JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM KEXB.
You're listening to 620 AM KEXB.
Time to check traffic once again here on 620 AM KEXB in Arlington. An accident has two left lanes of traffic blocked, 30 eastbound after Ballpark Way, and traffic is stopped back to about Collins Street for delays of up to 10 minutes. We keep it in Tarrant County in Euless, 183 eastbound, right there at Ector Drive. An accident is taking up the right lane of traffic. You're back up to 121, delays of 15 minutes. That is a look at traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Del Wamsley here. The first thing you're going to have to learn is until you stop expecting the politicians or anyone else to change your life isn't going to change. The only person who can change your life is you, but you need to know how. Listen to my show, The Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins.
Listen to The Del Wamsley Radio Show every weekday at 11 a.m. right here on 620 a.m. KEXB.
Do you suspect your teen has a drug or alcohol problem? Has their behavior, friends, or attitude changed? Waterford Academy can help. Waterford Academy has two convenient locations in Richardson and Flower Mound. We offer free drug screening as a first step to identifying the problem. Waterford Academy offers outpatient services for both day and evening schedules. Our licensed therapists use the most innovative, up-to-date therapy techniques and help your teen develop coping skills to succeed in recovery and in life. Waterford Academy's day program offers fully transferable education courses. Our programs offer family counseling and education to help you and your teen understand the disease of addiction and how to overcome it. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Let us help and take that step together. Visit WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. That was WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. And start your family on the path to a healthy future.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? 500 bucks. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. And that is a beautiful thing, too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-41-BIBLE.
New Directions Counseling and Education Center is dedicated to helping individuals and families live productive lives. We offer counseling for individuals dealing with depression and anxiety, relationship issues, family adjustment issues, and marriage and divorce counseling. If you have a child 17 or under with a behavior issue or family conflict, contact our office and ask about our special 4-6 sessions at no charge to the family. For more information, call 972-680-8986 or newdirectionscounseling.com.
Families are precious. We love and protect them, yet life happens. Sometimes we need a specialist to go to bat for us. If you or a loved one is in need of legal assistance, get help from someone you can trust. Michael D. Curran is a specialist in family law and criminal defense cases. Michael has practiced law here for over 20 years and will help you deal with any legal matter. Need legal counsel you can trust? Call Michael Curran at 972-569-8484 or visit collincountylegal.com. Your initial consultation is free.
Experts in business. 620 AM KEXB.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew on this fine Monday morning. We're so happy that you have chosen to start your week off with JP, Kathy, and the crew and our radio show. Welcome to those of you kicking it old school on 620 AM, the dial. And welcome to those of you who are on one of the apps, like the KEXB app, listening to us. We appreciate you. And also, if you are on Facebook Live or if you're on Facebook Live, first of all, hello, everybody. Good to see everybody. I always love the interaction on our Facebook Live page and our Facebook Live feed. I do make that a public post, so you can go to Kathy Partridge Ward and you can check it out. Today was a really important topic that we started off with, which was cancer and kind of the basics of cancer. And Dr. Norm Clothier, our medical correspondent who is with us every Monday morning, is going to be doing a series. So if you have any questions about that, please feel free to call us at 214-787-1160. Again, that is 214-787-1160. Or you can text one of us. You can message one of us. Or again, go on to the my Kathy Partridge Ward Facebook Live feed, which is available all the time on my page, and ask questions, and we'll get those to Dr. Clothier and try to get the answers for you. Again, big congratulations and shout out to local hometown hero Jordan Spieth, who we just love dearly on this show. What a great guy. Couldn't be happier about his win at the Open this weekend. We've talked about a couple of different things today, and I'd be remiss if I left this story out, because this is something that we've talked about a lot on this show, which is immigration and legal immigration versus illegal immigration. You know, Michael Clark and I, Michael, he has family from Galveston, and my family was, and my mom was born on the island, and my great-grandmother immigrated from Czechoslovakia to Galveston and, you know, made a life for herself there, ended up owning two or three businesses over her lifetime, and, you know, started our family out there. So we're all about, if you're coming over here legally and you are assimilating into American culture. What is scary and why we so desperately need immigration reform is because of stories like this, a horrific tragedy, what we know after 9 die from hot semi-truck at a San Antonio Walmart. This is from the Associated Press, and this was, this story's from about 9 hours ago. They're reporting that 17 of the 38 people found in a hot semi-trailer in a Walmart parking lot Sunday are now facing life-threatening injuries. And again, 9 folks have died. The apparent smuggling operation involved undocumented immigrants. It came to a tragic conclusion early Sunday morning when emergency responders found dozens of people in distress inside a hot semi-trailer at a Walmart in southwest San Antonio. The death toll has risen to 9 in the smuggling tragedy. 8 people were dead at the scene early. 1 more died at a San Antonio hospital. The deceased were reportedly all adult males, according to the Department of Justice, United States Attorney's Office, the Western District of Texas. Thomas Homan, acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, said there may have been more than 100 people. And I'm just sitting here thinking of the size of this truck, that there might have been more than 100 people in the truck. Only 38 were found inside the trailer, and 1 man was found in a wooded area nearby. Officials believe the rest left the scene. So what they're seeing in a report I heard early this morning was that on surveillance video, you're seeing that a lot of folks, once they got to that parking lot, had called people and had people come and pick them up. I mean, this is how smuggling works in our country. And folks, this is in our backyard. This is in Texas. Homan said that some survivors identified themselves as Mexican nationals. 4 of the passengers are believed to be between 10 and 17 years old, and at least 1 of them is in serious condition. The San Antonio Fire Department Chief Charles Hood reported that 17 people were transported to hospitals with life-threatening injuries. I mean, we're talking these folks had heat strokes. The numbers, like for their heartbeat and things like that, were through the roof. I mean, again, dehydrated, severe dehydration and heat stroke. That's a tough thing to bounce back from. And it seems like if there were about 100 people in this this truck, then they were crammed in like sardines. I mean, they had to be.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to have been. I can't even imagine that.
No, that's crazy. What kind of position do you have to be in to jump into the back of a truck like that that has no ventilation?
Yeah, I mean, that's the, and again, yeah, I understand. Yeah, you and I have discussed this, Michael. I mean, it doesn't get better than America.
Right.
I mean, America, we are the best country in the world. It is what it is. America rocks. I can't imagine being so desperate to want to come over that you put your life in jeopardy, especially that you put the life of a child that's between the age of 10 to 17 in jeopardy. But there are ways to go about it legally. And that's the difference between illegal. And this comes down to, and again, so we need to be able to go after the people who are, what they said at the beginning of this story, smuggling human beings in. This goes down to, we hear about drug smuggling, and that's another reason why we need the wall. That's another reason why we've got to make sure that we've got strict enforcement on the borders, because drugs are coming into our country. Drugs are killing our kids. Drugs are literally taking our children's lives away. And I feel like we're just kind of sitting there twiddling our thumbs. And God bless the people who work on the border. I saw part of a documentary this weekend about folks who work on the border. And boy, that's a rough gig. That is a rough gig. But so we go back. We know drugs are being smuggled in. We know we've got young girls, teenage girls being smuggled out to be sex slaves. So we've got so many horrible things going on. And then at the end of the day, you've got people smuggling 100 people in a truck. These people, they said literally their skin was so hot to the touch. I mean, it was obvious that they had already gone into heat stroke mode. You've got people dying. Who knows the condition of the people who made it out? And then who knows where they are? And there's no tracking. And then the ring that's smuggling these people in, where are their chops getting busted?
Right. No, they're actually being encouraged to do more of it by the sanctuary city policies.
And don't even get me started on sanctuary cities. I mean, and you're right. That's the thing. When you've got sanctuary cities, well, these folks are looking how to get to those places.
Right.
And so again, it's not helping the people who are trying to come in.
Nope.
It's lining the pockets of these smugglers. Do they care that 9 people died and that there's 17 other that might die as well?
No. Nope.
Do you think they care about that?
And that's probably good margins for them.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Out of 100, hey, you know, less than 25 folks dead, it's all good. You know, less than a quarter, no big deal. You're right. That's probably like an advertising point for them that only, you know, 9 out of 100 died. You know, only 17 are in the hospital. You know, a ton of them made it out. These folks are getting rich off of this.
Right.
And it's just letting it happen.
They're trafficking in human beings, and the mayors and officials of the large towns in our state are encouraging it.
Yeah, and I just don't see how these mayors and these folks who are okay with these sanctuary cities. I look at it this way. My husband and I were talking the other night. I can't even remember what came up. Oh, I know. We were discussing something about a guy who we were watching. A political commentary, and the guy was talking and he was showing pictures of all the different people who had been killed by people who were here illegally, who had already been in jail, who were awaiting trial for something else and committed another crime. And these people ended up being murdered either by way of a drunk driving accident. Drunk driving, you know, murder. I mean, it is what it is. If these people are out there, anybody's out there driving drunk and you kill somebody, it's tragic, but it's not an accident. You chose to get behind the wheel of the car. But then these folks, you know, we're showing all these pictures of these people and we're like, how is this happening? Because I feel like if I go over, let's say, you know, we take our family to Mexico, do some kind of fun little vacation, and we are somewhere and we get put in jail, they're not letting me out. They're not letting me out to go and hang out and party like a rock star waiting for my next court appointment or my next hearing. Why would that happen here in America?
That sounds crazy to me.
It does. Well, folks, okay, controversy has already started for the week. Anyways, we're JP, Kathy, and the crew. Please tune in tomorrow. We've got State Representative Jeff Leach calling in live from Austin with a report from the House floor in Austin, Texas, about special session. Stay tuned. You guys have a blessed day. Thanks for tuning in. We're JP, Kathy, and the crew.
620 AM, KEXB.
Want to know the best-kept secrets of saving money on real estate? Tune in to Texas Top Homes every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. DFW's number one source of real estate deals and tips, Texas Top Homes, where you can get the insider information on where to buy and who to buy from. Listen each week as they bring you guests that are experts in real estate. Texas Top Homes, where home buying, selling, and financing are simplified. Every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. Right here on 620 AM KEXB, experts in business.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-461-8937. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back,